93.9 WTBX Drake on the early morning show this morning. Hold on, we're going home. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, Greg and Rachel now being joined by Paula Poundstone. Paula, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good. How are you?
We're doing excellent. I understand you are coming to see us in the Northland. You'll be at the Rife Center on Saturday night.
I will.
Good. We're looking forward to it.
I keep tweeting where I'm going to be, and I keep accidentally putting the wrong state. I understand that more than one place have rapids that are grand.
Yes.
But must they all be named that?
Yes. So, and we are in Minnesota. Quite often we do get mistaken for those famous rapids in Michigan.
And, you know, I've made it successfully to the Minnesota Grand Rapids before and had a lovely time. But
okay.
I don't know, somehow when I go to, tweet out the information, I don't know. I'm not so good with the technology. Forever somebody is tweeting me back going, no, it's not Saturday. Okay, thanks.
You need to get somebody to take care of that for you, Paula.
Honestly, I remembered years ago when the movie Remains of the Day came out. Do you remember that about the butler?
I don't remember that one.
Oh, my God.
I can't say I do either.
It was one of those Ivory Merchant films, I believe. It's very fancy, kind of British, and there was a guy, there was a story of a butler, and I realized then that I don't have enough people to do my brass.
So
properly anyways.
What can we expect when we come to see you on Saturday night?
well, no one will get hurt. this one should be fairly safe. I talk about raising a house full of kids and animals, and I talk about trying to keep up with the world events well enough to cast a halfway decent vote. And my favorite part of the night is talking to the audience. I do the time-honored, where are you from, what do you do for a living? And in this way, little biographies emerge, and I kind of use that from which to set my sails. I don't really have a set exactly, I never know.
Right.
Exactly. Well,
you enjoy that part, though, going back and forth with the audience, right?
Well, that's the fun part. Plus, I have really bad short-term memory loss, so I couldn't, I couldn't memorize a set if I wanted to. Sometimes I drive past my house, and my kids will be in the back seat saying, "You're driving past the house," and I say, "Who the hell are you? What are you doing in my car?" So the memory thing is just not happening anymore.
Now, animals, you really like animals, and especially cats, is that right?
Well, I have them. I don't know if I like them, but I have them.
Well, how many do you currently have, Paula?
I have 16 cats and two German Shepherd mixed dogs, a bearded dragon lizard, a lop-eared bunny, and one ant left from my ant farm. I have them. I don't know if you could say I like them.
That is a lot of animals.
It's a tremendous amount of animals. I'm like a really unprofitable farmer. I get up in the morning and work. That was my dog whining about I don't know what.
Well, you just told us. You just said you didn't like them.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean you. I meant the others. I have four litter boxes. I sift 4 to 5 times a day. I get up in the morning and clean my toxic waste dump of a house, and and there's nothing to show for it. Do you know what I mean? There's no pelts. there's the occasional cat video. That's the best I can do. But there's no like payload. There's no one to milk, or I don't know what else animals. Oh, I guess I could use. There's no the animals that I have. They're manure. It doesn't grow anything at all.
No.
It's ugly.
How young were you when you decided you wanted to do comedy for a living? Because you've been at this for a while now.
I have been at this for a while. Well, the first sentence of the last paragraph of the summary letter written by my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Bump, in May of 1965 says, "I have enjoyed many of Paula's humorous comments about our activities." And so I will say that Mrs. Bump, the fact that she enjoyed anything that I said was so inspirational to me that from a very young age I wanted to be a comic. I don't think I always knew that I would be necessarily, but I certainly had the desire from a very young age. And then a lot of it was really just happenstance. I happened to live in Boston in 1979 when somebody started up open mic nights in Boston, and I joined in.
And you've been doing it ever since?
Mm-hmm.
All across the country. Well, Paula, I know you...
across the country. Every Grand Rapids there is. Grand Rapids, Florida. You know, Florida has a Hollywood for... In fact, Florida has Hollywood Hills, which is just ridiculous, because there's not a hill in all of Florida.
No, there's not. No.
No, but they're going to have a Grand Rapids, surely, now that the name has caught on the way it has.
Other than doing your stand-up, are you busy with anything else? I know you've had books. You're involved in a lot of radio. What else are you working on currently?
Well, you know, I raise kids. It's horrible. Awful, by the way. I don't recommend it to anyone. My son is 15, which means I get lied to a lot. It means it's like it's primary season all the time, except for there's no fact-checking website on the things that he says. He doesn't even think about whether he's lying. He just sort of says stuff. He says whatever is expedient, right? It rings a bell, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Sounds very familiar.
It sounds like any political speech you've ever heard. So I'm hoping something works out for him there. He actually is a sophomore in high school, and this year he is playing on the high school foosball team, so he just had surgery to have the rod installed. I don't know if you play foosball.
I'm not very good at that game, no, Paula.
Yeah. Well, that's because you haven't had the rod installed.
That's probably why. That
goes right through your midsection. It connects you to the rest of your team.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on Saturday night here in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to going. I was just in Minnesota, by the way. I was in Red Wing last week.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it was part of my colored wing tour.
All right, Paula, have
yourself. And now I'm looking forward to Grand Rapids. Thank you very much.